is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, Juan's Electric Motors, and The Shoe Depot.
Could we be loved? Could we be loved? Coming out of a brief meeting there. And for those people who are driving on the roads of New Providence, I want to encourage you to please take the time to drive safely. I recognize, as most Bahamians do, that anytime rain hits the surface of our island, there somehow seems to be mass confusion. I can't quite put my finger on it. I did drive coming from the west. I had my boat mechanic working on my engine to make sure it's safe and ready to go. And I was about to leave, and then I remembered the dog needs water. So for those folks who have pets and they're outside in the yard, water and food for your pet as you go to work today. I hope that that is a practice that you have committed yourself to. But driving from the western side of the island, when I can recall, even just a year or so ago, the common traffic I saw would be coming on Carmichael Road West towards the Defense Force Base, the airport, and Albany and Old Fort Bay. And then going home in the evening, of course, we had that similar traffic, which reminded me when I was younger of what we would call the Bay Street traffic. I do not know what we're going to do to curb the traffic out there. There's a lot of land there. You can probably build a highway to make it more conducive and easier. I would think even a rail system or a superhighway, maybe a three-lane going each way from the airport to Gladstone Road, and if you can take it further, why not? Probably put a hospital on that road or put some other infrastructure in that road that would necessitate ease of doing business on the island. I think that would be a step in a positive direction as we move our country forward. The other thing that I did recognize as I often drive home is there's no high schools after we pass Anatole Rogers, I think it is. Children living on West Carmichael in Adelaide and Albany and those other places, Gambier, they have to travel so far early in the morning to go to school. And of course, for parents, the further they are, it's more difficult for parents to care for their children in terms of drop off and pick up. So I just want to give a shout out to the bus drivers. My good friend from Curry Bus Service, I know he comes to Adelaide and he picks up the children in the morning and often spoke to me about the caution that he takes in ensuring that those children arrive to school safely and they return home safely, and that the boys and the girls are not intermingling too closely, and to ensure that they are not under any particular threat. So I just want to give a shout out to all the bus drivers and those people who participate in taking our children to and from school in the morning. CP Louis and the rest of those other guys, you're doing a tremendous job. Praise God, we have not had to report any mishaps. And so we ask for the covering of safety on you today in the nation. Welcome back to school, folks. It's been an interesting week with traffic and everything else. I have Kermit here on the board today, as usual, doing a great job. And this is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. My name is Garth Maynard Roseborough. And my friend in Atlanta calls me G. Maynard Roseborough, so, you know, it is what it is. I want to give a shout-out, too, to you, the civil servants today. We're doing a great job, and my soul was heavy this morning. I found myself last night. I was with a friend very late, unusually late, as his father has passed, who was my very good friend, Mr. Gary Williams, who was a taxi driver. And we were out for a bit, and the cooling waters. And I don't know, Kermit should be old enough to know about cooling waters, man. Standing by the river and, you know, the rest of those songs, you know. We're going to probably jam one or two of those today for those who are going through something. I spoke to a classmate this morning who has lost a coworker yesterday, and I want to give some consolation to those people who work in that particular department. I think it's in the records department. And, of course, my classmate, Mr. Marcel Major, I got news that your mother had passed away. And I got word from my very good friend, Captain Shannon Galanis from Bahamas Air. And I thank him for relaying that message to me. So now that I'm here, folks, it's Guardian Radio Today. I'm going to jumpstart this program here. You know, I have a lot on my mind as usual. But we did witness the election of Jamaica, which has one of the largest populations here in the Caribbean. It's an island that I, too, have been familiar with. I kind of believe that there was an overflow of interest right here in the Bahamas. And I, too, am curious. And I recognize that I sit in this space. And I know you people want to talk politics. I know that. I don't know if it's always an interest to others to talk politics all the time, and therefore I've tried my best to balance the show as much as possible. Darvin Russell will be joining me on Monday. The Office of the Prime Minister had to once again reschedule, and they told me they would also be here on Monday as well. I did speak to Gabby this morning and wished her mom well, and she says to let you all know that her mom is recuperating and making great progress. And so today, man, let's just talk a little bit about the state of politics in our country, the state of politics in our country. We know that, as we always say, two major parties, but we have a upcoming third party force that has been recognized as replaced a previous force, as it were. I sat in another space, and a question was asked to me as to how did I feel the outcome would be on the island of Jamaica. Of course, making my assessment and putting all my analysis together, I did state that the JLP would be victorious, and I am very, very happy that God heard my prayer. And the JLP won. Not that I'm a JLP fan or PNP hater, but just looking at the young people, what they were saying in Jamaica, looking at the progress that the island was making, I kind of came to the conclusion that the JLP would win for a third time, and they did. And so as we look at even our electoral situation here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, I want to listen today, by the way, as to how do you feel about our political situation today. What is the state of politics for us today? We do know that we have the governing party that has now become more active than they've been in the previous 3 years, and even almost 4 years. But they are active. And then we look at a Free National Movement that's becoming more active in terms of nominating, well, that sits with you people. I know that there are some disgruntled PLPs who want some of their people to be changed out. And then, of course, there are the people who argue from the third-party forces that they're not getting proper recognition for their particular party. I just want to give an encouraging word to all of you that this is the Nassau Guardian and Guardian Radio. And this show, Guardian Radio Today, we want to throw the number to you, 302-2300, 302-2300. And I'm throwing that number out to you because there are those of you out there who have special interests. There are also those of you out there that have special needs. I do recognize that in the political season, and I want you to appreciate this, and you can go ahead and you can say that I'm wrong, it's a costly situation. It is not cheap. As a matter of fact, one of the main ingredients of politics is that of influence. And so you have power, you have wealth, and you have influence. For those people who lack power and who lack influence, you need to give the Guardian Radio a call, 302-2300, and spend the little money that you have to go ahead and show why the Bahamian people should consider you as a person to represent them in the House of Assembly. When it comes to the major political parties, you know what time it is. You've been doing this almost for 50 years. And so as you are making this practice, you know these people need to expose themselves. And this is one of the problems that I have in one of the three entities. We see the leader constantly coming to the microphone, but we are still curious as to these people that are a part of your band. Who are these people? We need to hear from them. What is their competency? Can they actually stand in the House of Assembly and properly represent a constituency? And whereas it is for the opposition party, you have some new faces coming on board, and we're looking forward to see who these people are. And I do believe that earlier politics in terms of how we select people or how we select a winning party has changed. And I think Jamaica has shown us that they've stepped up the game, and more is going to be required in terms of transparency, in terms of the candidacy. We need to know who we're putting in the House of Assembly. It doesn't matter whether you are part of the government, you're part of the opposition, whether you're part of the third party. We want to know who you are. We want to have a conversation with you before we go to the polls and vote. And so right now, we see that there are some 24 people mentioned for the royal opposition that will be vying in this next upcoming election. Today, I want to know how you feel about those 24. I want to know when we're going to expect the other 15. We have PLPs who are supporters of the PLP. Maybe you're in the inner circle, or maybe you have some fly in the wall that can tell us, are there going to be any changes? We know there's possibly right now some three or four people that we know that may not be running in the next general election. Are there more? Are we going to be faced with the same candidates that we have now? And then you're hearing some complaints that one or two of those candidates that are there presently are under threat. If you have heard that, we need to know who those people are. And we're just going to have a casual conversation. We're not going to fight today. There's not going to be any fights today. You're going to get your 1 minute on the radio. I'm going to cut you after 1 minute, and I'll tell you why. I'm going to cut you because the last time I sat in this space, which was on Monday, you would have recalled that I did take all calls. I took all calls, but I did allow some leniency so that people can fully express what they could not express within 1 minute. They didn't have the wherewithal or the discipline to do it within 1 minute. And so therefore, I allowed on Monday, because it was the first day of the week, work week, and I just came from Florida and I was feeling kind of good. So I said, you know what? Let me give them a little bit of grace and mercy. You saw what happened. The first person took 2-3 minutes. Then the next person said, oh, you gave them too much time. And then the other person said, oh, you already gave them 2-3 minutes. You could give me 2-3 minutes. And I gave that person 2-3 minutes, and they took 5. So guess what? Because you have shown me that you don't have any respect for other people who want to call in or respect for the show, I will cut you after 1 minute. So if you got something to say today, this is Guardian Radio Today. I'll throw the phone numbers before we take a break. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-300-5720, or you can text me at 422-4796. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This week at Shoe Depot, you can buy 2 pairs of shoes and get a third pair of equal or less value at 50% off. Yes, that's right. Buy 2 pairs of non-net price shoes and get a third pair half price. No need to throw away your hard-earned money this back to school. Plus, VAT is taking a summer break, so all our shoes are VAT-free. It's perfect for all those school shoe purchases, tennis, and maybe something for yourself too. Stop by Shoe Depot in Golden Gates Plaza or Palmdale Plaza today and save.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
The new Guardian Radio Sunday is here. With a full day of diverse programming, kicking off with the first and last word in sports, The Press Box with Naughty and Earl the Pearl, followed by Temple Time, Caribbean and Urban American gospel hits, Von Christ and Your Lane with Coach Trish Hanna, Remark with Garth Roseborough, Let's Talk Together in English with Lady T, Sunday starting at 11 a.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Lock, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Life. like a ship was tossed and driven, like a man and angry deep. When the storms of life are raging and the fury for the mean, God, I wonder what happened to make this race so hard to run. Well, I say to my soul, don't worry, Lord, the Lord will make a way somehow. Oh yeah, give him the Lord to make a way somehow. Oh yeah.
Boy, I tell you, when you talk about election, you're talking about that race. You gotta talk to the big man. For y'all feminists, the big woman, whatever you want to call it. But I can tell you one thing, you better have a good conversation. Because there's sometimes only the greater one could make a way for you. And for those of you who are going through something today, you lost a loved one. Like I said, my classmate and others who were going through something today, I had to just give you that little Bohemian jam. You know, that's a jam from yesterday. And we all have respect for that particular anthem. And so I wanted to put that out there to you that you don't have to be religious. You don't have to be a Christian. You can even be an atheist. But please appreciate the fact that that is just a message to those people who are going through something. And we just want to hold their hands up at this particular time. What's amazing me in this electoral season, folks, and you got to talk to me because I know some people are getting nominated, right? Like one party came out solid with whole lot of nominations. And then, of course, the other party is now nominating. The other party may simply be eliminating before they nominate. And is it only me that recognizes that these nominees don't have anything to say? I mean, I'm listening. You're nominated. You have the right to bear the emblem or the flag or whatever of your party, and I want to hear something from you. I want to hear anything from you. I don't just want you to just casually walk through a neighborhood and you see my Doberman Pinch in front of my yard, so you figure, you know what, I won't stop there because that's what I have in front of my house. And if you don't talk to me, you know what's going to happen on election day. You got to talk to me. And this is why radio is so important. Because radio allows you to reach out to the wider community that if you're not able to put a door hanger on my door, you're not able to have a conversation with me or give me a phone call, you come on the radio and you first humble yourself and apologize for not being able to speak to everybody and then introduce yourself to the Bohemian people so that we can make a determination. Caller, you're on the line. Let's hear what you got to say. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you on the line?
Yes.
Hey.
Good afternoon, Mr. God.
Hey, my brother.
Good job, good job. One minute. God.
Yes, sir.
It's going to stay right in the same flow. I told you sometime to get another chance again to run this country.
Okay.
It's going to stay in the same flow. Now, I see there's a problem. I don't want to just put woman just to run and hook to get the most women, whether the PLP or the FNM. We want somebody, whether it be a woman or a man, who could run this country and who know what they're doing and who could represent us.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just say, well, oh, the PLP is the only one who have 17 women or the FNM have 19 women and ain't nobody know what they're doing or what they're going to say. We want somebody who could run the country. And that's it. Thank you, God.
Man, I appreciate that caller. You're setting the standard. And you heard what he said. He has a preference for a political party that he believes is going to be victorious. And then he goes ahead and he makes a mention as to a common conversation that we're now having. And I do believe the person that brought that to the forefront was a woman activist by the name of Ms. Podesta Moore. A very decent lady, but of course, this is her thing. And we all have our thing. And this is what she desires. And we cannot beat her over the head because this is a desire of hers. It just so seems to us men that, you know what, you're kind of a bit too strong. And that's also our opinion. But go ahead, caller. Let's see what you got to say. Caller, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Why are you troubling this waterway?
My mother's birthday is next week Thursday. And I figure if I cause a bit of trouble, I have enough time to catch a flight out of here to go to Michigan. And by the time I get back, everything should be cool. How does that sound?
Well, you're planning ahead.
Well, I got it.
Now, I think the one problem may come out to bite a bunch of guys.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I've been listening to a couple of the talk shows, you know, on the BPL and the government and all the infrastructure stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the spokesmen on those shows were women.
Okay.
In terms of the heads of the company and stuff like that, you know.
Good observation.
Even though they may be good, even though they may be good talkers,
mm-hmm.
on the ground is a whole different exercise. and this election, boy, I think this is going to be a ground game exercise, boy.
You think so? How so?
And, see, a lot of persons coming into the fray with nothing to say. These are the persons who are expecting to have some kind of Hail Mary thing happening.
Okay.
But I tell you, man, I mean, especially over the hill,
mm-hmm.
the amount of gentrification I've seen in terms of buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
Man, people spending money now. Yeah. And they get ready for something.
Oh, yeah?
You know, it's probably a new way of seeing things, especially over the hill. You know, I believe in terms of election, a couple of surprises are going to be happening over the hill.
Well, I appreciate your call. You're saying a couple of surprises will be, for those of you who are familiar with the term over the hill, I think the strongest part of over the hill when I do my analysis would be the Southwest Corridor. The Southwest Corridor extends from Yamacraw over to Elizabeth. You're going to have Seabreeze in that line. You're going to have Pinewood, South Beach, Bamboo Town. You're going to have Southern Shores, and then you're going to have Golden Isles. When you want to go on the outskirts of the Southwest Corridor, you got to go ahead and look at places like Tall Pines, like Golden Gates, like Garden Hills, Nassau Village, and Marathon. And that's what you're basically looking at until you go to the east, and then you start to come around to Fox Hill area. So the Southwest Corridor tends to be the area where decisions are made. For some odd reason, whichever direction the Southwest Corridor leans, normally that's the way the election goes. And one of those places that is very, very well known to be a leader in the Southwest Corridor is South Beach. You've already seen that in South Beach, you have one Mr. Darren Henfield, who was named as the nominee for the Free National Movement in that seat. It's presented by the Progressive Liberal Party with the person of Barkus Rowe. In terms of the other party, someone's going to have to call in and tell us if they know of any other candidates in that area. I'm not aware of these people. And once again, it's very important for you to give Guardian Radio a call, 302-2300, to let the Bahamian people know who you are. We're not going to vote for any ghost in this upcoming election. So I'm interested today to see what the surprises are that's going to happen over the hill. We've seen we're very, very much interested in what's going to happen in Long Island. Long Island seems to be a seat of interest in this upcoming election because we've heard of talks that there may be some possible change in terms of the culture of voting in Long Island. We're looking at seats like, you'll kind of know where South Andrews going. You know, South Andrews don't hardly change. South Andrews don't ever really change. But there's some other seats out there. If you got some information for us, we're all watching a hot seat like Kalani, but that's not in the Southwest Corridor. There are some seats that will be basically subject to a wave. And I'm not saying a wave based on a political namesake. I'm just simply saying a wave is possible, highly possible, in this upcoming election. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family violence, 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. The texter says, that song brought tears to my eyes, remembering my grandmother. These are the types of music, you know, we used to hear when I used to go to school. Your parents used to play these types of songs. I mean, they played the little golden oldies, and the little rougher of the parents would play a little bit of reggae. But back in the day, we only had the Sugar Hill Gang and, you know, the hip-hop, the hip-hop, and all the rest of that junk right there. But basically, especially on a Sunday, ringing out in the entire nation, oh, you're going to hear those Cooling Waters and everybody singing and swaying and finding a little bit of religion and self-actualization. And so I'm glad that this person is remembering their grandmother. It's just showing a sign of respect. And so I want to also give you respect for the tear of love that you have for your grandmother. Sparky, you don't know what you want to cause here, but you know you want to rile something up here. Let me read this first to myself. Give me just a minute. Hey, welcome, Chris. We got Chris on the board. Chris, could you take me into a quick break? Let me see what Sparky's saying in this text, and we'll be right back.
Well, it's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven when you're walking up the King's highway. Mind how you're walking, mind how you're talking.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Nothing beats a Chicchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chicchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chicchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChicchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Like a ship was tossed and driven, like a man and I greedy. When the storms of life are raging, and a fury for the mean. God, I wonder what have I done?
this race so hard you run.
And we're still running this race. I just heard from my good classmate, Marcel Major. And, you know, Marcel, you just tuned in, and I want to thank you. Always kept in touch. As a matter of fact, he is a fan of Guardian Talk Radio. He listens all the time. He's actually sat in the space, and he's an avid athlete. And I just want him to know to continue to run your race, sir, and keep yourself healthy and fit. We appreciate you. And we want to share love with you today as you've lost your mother. Be strong, my brother, and be blessed. Sparky, you know, you have a comment here, and you're a type of person that I've always kept in my mind, and for those who believe in prayer, I've prayed for you. And I see you have here where you're comparing yourself to the common callers of Guardian Radio. I don't want to call any of their names because we all know the people that do. But yes, they do call in and they do talk very lengthily, and until they run out of breath. And Sparky's saying that, you know, he wants to call in, and he wants to run out of breath too. You know, he's a man, and he has a right to disagree in the way that he disagrees. And that's another conversation, Sparky, because we're now talking about a conversation of respect and of knowing where you are. Of course, your freedom to go ahead and express yourself in any which way or form in this country by way of constitution, but of course also when you call the people them station and the people them phone, and through the microphone, you know, the people of the nation are listening to what you have to say. Some people have to go ahead and put some parameters in place, and possibly you may have continuously challenged the perimeter or the parameter, and you need to have a conversation with the powers that be to let them know that you're sorry. And I don't know the nature of your situation. People tend to believe I know more than I actually say, but I'm like this, Sparky. And I want the people with bombs to listen to me very carefully, too, before we go to a break. I am your friend. I am your friend. I'm possibly one of the people that believe in the scripture, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I believe in that text, and I try to be as pure as possible as a friend. I just want you to know, though, that I don't know if any of you have gone through this, but if you call your friend 10 times or more, and they never call you once, just to say hi or to check on you, you tell me, what should you do? I know what God does. I won't call you again. I will not call you again. I'm still your friend, but I'm not going to call you. I'm not. I'm going to leave you alone. I think it's only the respectful thing to do, because the mere fact that you're not calling me at all simply says to me that when I do call, I'm infringing on your space, and you need space away from me. And so therefore, if I am not training, of course, the world is a huge place. Our country is a wonderful place. I could go fishing, but I'm not going to call. Okay? Let me read the next text. Great show as usual. Tell the gentleman who just texted me a while ago, Sparky, to change. Why are you so mischievous on a Thursday? I'm the one who's supposed to be mischievous. Because anyway, to change his SIM card to another number, then put on a Eastern Road accent. Well, my Lord, how mischievous can you possibly be? Then our friend says, what have y'all done to Sparky that he can't? Now listen, see, I keep saying to y'all, I don't run the politics around here. I don't understand what's going on around here. I understand their rules, their regulations. I stay in my lane. This is what I do. I'm here at by way of invitation. I'm filling in this particular space. Whereas it's an honor, it's also a sacrifice. Let me put it to you that way. It's an honor, but for me, it's also a sacrifice. I want you to understand this, because people who know me know I'm one of the busiest men in the Bahamas. And because I'm telling you this much, I really don't have time for your business. Whatever is going on with you, unless you take the time to share it with me personally, I really don't know. I wouldn't say I don't care, but I'll say to you, I don't know if I have the time to prod into your situation or probe into your situation as to find out what's really going on. And so I will first apologize to you that maybe I'm a bad Bahamian, but I just don't have the time for that. Before we go to the news, I just want to throw the numbers out there. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 300-5720. Or you can text in at 422-4796. I got a jam with you with this cooling waters. Like I said, some people are leaving us, going to the other side. Don't know where they're going. And while they're going to the other side, we got some people trying to get into our House of Assembly. And so I'm going to talk to you right after the news, and then we'll really take off and move away from this somber mood. And then we're going to be jamming. See, I just had to give a little half hour of tribute to those people who are going through something. Maybe it's the pastoral fire through the years of going to university and pastoring throughout all of America, Indiana and Michigan and Chicago, Illinois area and Bermuda and, you know, Cayman and Mexico. I've been all over. But I just know that I love people. I really do. And if you and I don't have any reason to be at odds, I love you. And so continue to love, continue to build. And I'm going to change the music after the news because we're going to be jamming into some hard politics. I thank you for tuning in today. Let your friends know, let your associates know, your party members know. We're going to get in some trouble after the news. I'll see you on the other side.
For brothers to dwell in unity, like sweet anointing and the mountain dew, life eternal for me and for you. All things are made.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Nah, baby, nah, baby, nah, baby. Nah, nah, nah.
If you take your love away from me, I'll go crazy.
No,
I'll go insane. No.
Your problems, baby, and I got mine. Let's just spend it all by putting it together.
Yeah, let's just get together. You bring your problems, I'll bring you mine, and we can just work it out together, Bahamas. That's what it's really all about, man. You guys got to be a shoulder for someone else to just lean on sometime, you know. Everybody got a problem or two. You're not the only one going through something, but you know, stronger there to help the weak. And if you find yourself weak today, I want to encourage you to find someone that is strong enough to carry your load. And so today I feel strong today. I feel real strong. I opened up my chest. I showed you the S on my chest that says Superman. And I'm willing to take your calls, throw your political talk at me. Today is your day. Because after this, you know I can leave it alone for another while. I can starve you to death. That's what I can. I can starve you to political death until you just purge me. And just agitate and irritate me to talk with politics, so you better call today. You better say what you got to say. Call in the line. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Garth.
Hey, boy, now, I know you ain't causing no trouble today, no, but that voice.
I'm not going to cause any trouble, but I have a challenge to throw out.
Throw the challenge.
It's going to be to you.
To me?
Is it Garvin?
Well, Darvin is not here today.
Darvin
said, I on my own.
Pass this on to Darvin as well.
Okay, he's listening.
And I want you guys, because we have been talking about the election and who can vote in the elections and who cannot.
Uh-huh. We've
gone through the Bahamas Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to now go through the Haitian Constitution. And you will see when you read the Haitian Constitution as to why persons born in Haiti, even though they have lived in the Bahamas 30, 40 years, can never be a citizen of the Bahamas. And their constitution outlines that. So when I'm listening to your show on Sunday, as I always do,
thank you.
I would like for you to bring that up.
Well,
I want you to do your research on that.
And you know what I'm going to do, mischievously? I'm going to say, Darvin, you got homework to do.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Haitians are not allowed to vote in our elections, and they cannot be naturalized.
Well,
because with this Naturalization Act that our government has been using, which is illegal, because that was discontinued upon our independence, and that it only applied to persons who were British colonies.
Well, I thank you for
even for countries who were independent before us, even though they were British colonies, they were not, their citizens are not allowed to be naturalized in our country either.
Well, thank you for your 1 minute, my dear. It's great hearing from you.
I'm going to listen on Sunday.
Yes, my dear. And Darvin is listening.
I want you to put that out for me.
Thank you so much. Next caller on the line, go ahead. Caller, you on the line? Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing great here. This is Guardian Radio Today, and it's good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good question, Mr. Garth.
Yes.
I saw with the United States Embassy has announced, the United States actually, when they designated Nassau as the processing post for Haitian immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
These applications on the new policy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have, I know you lived in the States for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Could you more explain that or break that down as to how you think that's going to be done? I don't know whether persons residing in the Bahamas will actually go to the embassy to apply for this visa status or whatever, or persons are going to be allowed to come. Oh, we have to accommodate persons, Haitians, to come to Nassau, to the Bahamas, to actually go through this process. I'll hang up on that listen, okay?
Well, I appreciate you. I did get a little birdie on the wall in that regard that made mention that, as far as they know, from the Office of the Prime Minister, that Haitians are not allowed to travel to the U.S., and they cannot travel to the U.S. Now, I don't know what that means, but I am going to make that request and remind my contact at the Office of the Prime Minister. Hopefully, they'll be sitting with me on Monday from either 12 to 1 or 1 to 2, and I want you to pen that down. I'm also going to do my research on that as well. I do think it's very clear what you stated, and I think it's worth a conversation. But definitely you're on the right track in terms of hearing of that particular information. And I'm certain that all Bahamians are also interested, including even the Haitian brethren and sisterin who live here, are probably interested in hearing what that's all about. We got quite a number of texts here. Let me throw the numbers out quickly before I read a few of these. 323-6232-259, anywhere from the family of islands, 3005720, or you can text in at 422-4796. Chris, this person here is making a request. I don't know if you can jog this down. Pat Ramming's politician song. he said there's a particular song. I don't know if you have it, but I can forward it to you. But he said, look for Pat Ramey's politician song. He wants to hear that song. Okay, I mean, that's a request. And I'm in the mood for requests today. I really am. I really am. Hi, Garth. Love your show. Garth, you're quite right. If I'm calling you, WhatsApping you, and you're not responding, just stop reaching out to them. I'm glad you said that. You're a great man. Thanks for that tip. You know something? And I'm reading this text, you know that also reminds me of? Oh, boy, thank you, Jesus, I ain't cussed just now. Praise God, I almost said it. Listen, how much times you can call your MP and they return your call? How much times you can go to their office and they are not returning your call? What you think you're supposed to do to the MP? You're so stuck on color and party that they could abuse you. I didn't even mean to scream to the mic, but my God, I had to make it really let you feel that. They abuse you. They neglect you. Huh? Throw you away like an old mop, an old broom. And you keep on calling these people and irritating these people. This is Garth Roseborough. I left a message for you on Monday. You didn't return my call. I called you on Tuesday. You didn't return my call. I called you. When are you going to stop calling these people and learn that these people don't really care about you? The member of parliament who cares about you is going to have to meet with you and to address your situation. I do agree. A member of parliament can't reach everybody at the same time. They're not omnipresent. I get it. But you got to learn to put systems in place to hear the needs of the people and the persons that you have sworn to represent. That's all I'm saying. You said you were Superman. You said you were Superwoman. You said you had the right answer. You said that you can make the constituency a better place and therefore making our country a greater place. You did that. Don't cry now. Oh, don't cry now, like my good friend Brian would say. Don't cry to me. You asked for the job, you got it. $28,000 a year, you got it. Don't tell me, I should have been in cabinet. They could have made me a parliamentary secretary. Or they could have made me the head of a corporation so I could go ahead and put my hand in my pocket and help some people. You said that you are a miracle worker. And when we see you, when you was dragging slippers before you get there with your one pair of shoe, now you got them three alligator pair of shoe and you suit Chris. Huh? You got 3-4 cell phone, eh? Huh? That's you, Mr. MP. And the people look at you and you know who they see? Superman. Wonder Woman. You can make these things happen riding around an air-conditioned car all day. Huh? You coming in there weighing 98 pounds, now you weigh 360 pounds, like 360 degree. We don't know which way to turn you. I mean, anyway, go ahead, caller. Let me calm down because go ahead. Give me a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, what's up, Commander?
Man, I right here. I really want to cause some trouble, and then I want to run straight to the airport and catch my flight and get out of here.
Yeah, because you would need to depart. You're trying to get fired.
Well, I ain't scared of that. I ain't scared of fire. I ain't scared of flood, man.
Oh, okay.
I ain't scared, man.
I was listening to you do it, Carol, as you were doing, but you made a comment that pricked my curiosity.
Yes, sir.
That the politicians come and they promise you this and that, the next thing, and then you can't get them. You can call them a million times. You know why?
Tell us why.
Because after 52 years at MBS and us, both administration, you believe what they tell you.
Mm.
You won't believe it.
Mm.
So I don't blame them. Them fools can believe me again anyway. So let me tell them something. Give them a number what I can turn off and then duck them. That's all I call to say.
Mm-mm. Well, I think that was what caused the Jamaican election to end the way it did. I think one party was doing while the other one was promising. And I'm hoping that the entities here understand that you're doing something.
We can do nothing. We can sit back and let it happen.
Well, listen to me. Anyhow, I appreciate your call. One text tells me, God, don't cuss. For God's sake, don't cuss. You get fired. I say, okay, I ain't going to cuss then. I can hold my tongue. Thank you so much, caller. Next call on the line, go ahead.
Garth Roseborough.
Hey, how you doing? Thank God for Jesus, they say.
Amen to that. Listen, I am radio. Those songs are just ringing in my head.
You want some more of that? Because I only do the little boom, 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 boom song, because that is getting me in peak state.
Then just before you end, use your last few minutes and then voice one of them, yeah?
You want me to voice one of them?
I
got one of my favorite cousin. He tell me it's a special one that he want. I don't know all of them, right?
But I want the one fill my. Who's going to fill those shoes?
Oh, that's the Ramming Brothers. Chris on the phone right now, I can try to see if Chris could pen down the Ramming Brothers, who's going to fill those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, listen, these requests coming in. Someone say they want the one to say play Ride Out the Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all gotta play that one, Ride Out the Storm, for me. Chris, are going too fast? Or you got them?
But anyway, what
okay,
I wanted
Chris, tell
to
me
say,
1 minute. Uh-huh.
What I wanted to say, right, is I guess we could see election coming up.
Yes.
And what's going on with these people keep repeating the same thing, expect a different result.
Yes.
Is a lot of Bohemians, for the better part, like older Bohemians, I must say, because the younger ones tend to change. Older Bohemians are set in their ways, and they are colorblind.
Mm.
And all of that, all it's going to do is going to lead our country in the wrong direction for the longest time. What I want you to do for me is find out how much of the promises made by this now government, the wave government, and see how much of those promises have been filled, and let us know. That's my task to you.
Well, thank you so much for your call. I hope Darwin is listening. I know Gabby is listening, and hopefully they'll have that information for you. Like I say, man, I'm here to cause trouble today, and hey, if you're ready for some trouble and I'm ready for some trouble, here's what another texter says. God, can you tell me what's the reasoning behind citizenship instead of residency? Why are we creating a voting block? That's a text that came in. And citizenship should have certain privileges that residency should not have. But that is a show, once again, all in of itself. You know, I've always said to you that until we decide to run this country like a business, we're not going to get anywhere. Now, mind you, there is a business mindset that does very well in our country since I've heard of the historian speak of 1492. None of it has really been above board, if you understand what I'm trying to hint to you. But in terms of doing things the right way, I'm wondering, could we try that for a change just to give ourselves above? Because right now, the people say they're suffering, and you only suffer when you do the wrong thing. Call on the line. Go ahead. Let me see what you got to say.
God was born.
Boy, so glad to hear from you.
Listen to me.
You know why?
Why?
Because, man, I cleaning up down the road, and I like what I see, but I still waiting to see y'all.
Keep your receipt.
Jeez. Listen,
keep your receipt. No, we'll be there, but listen to me.
Yeah.
You said you like the country to be run like a business.
Yes.
In order for the country to be run like you are that businessman to do that.
I appreciate that.
Now, they have a young businessman by the name of Sebastian Bastian. Has some 36 different companies. I ain't talking about no 36 different web shops. That island like is
but,
only one.
But you company. Also had a Brent Simonet too, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, then so that's why I tell you don't call no name strong like that if you could avoid it, because you could go on both sides of the divide and find these type of people.
No,
right?
I'm going on both sides.
Okay, because you got Mr. Diagler too, eh? Mr. Diagler's a good businessman.
We have a good business engineer in the poison of Rambert Vance.
Okay.
But you have some people that are good in business. Could maybe manage good businesses, but not a good politician.
Hmm.
Like, you have some good politicians. You have some good cabinet ministers.
It depends, Julian, on what is a politician, your definition.
Give you.
Because a politician ain't necessarily the cleanest person in the world, eh?
No. What you're saying, that's not what you asked me, question.
I mean, what is the definition of a politician before you
to
go?
To me.
Yeah.
A politician is a person that can take the abilities of the constituency in which he holds. I say that to say, the politician is the man who can make sure his constituency has good roads, good light, good infrastructure, good water, good things. Not the politician. A good politician ain't the one who can give her the most school bike, and the most super value voucher and different things. No, no, that's a lazy style of campaigning.
Well, I took 30 seconds out of your conversation because I asked you a question. So you people listening, please allow Mr. Julian Ferguson to get an additional 30 seconds. What you really want to tell me today?
Okay, good. What I want to say today to you, you were talking about the country being run as a business.
Yes.
And that's what threw me off a little bit from what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to say too, Pete, there are some people now, like they upset with me. See, in this election now, what a lot of people is going to do, God, a lot of people are going to vote for the individual.
That's what they should do.
What party you get.
That's what you should do.
That's what should have been done a long time.
Yes.
See, and then what happens too, I learned.
10 seconds
even now. Even right in the last election.
Mm-hmm.
The people let me vote for the candidate, you know.
Who they voting for?
They voting for the leader.
Well, I appreciate your comments today. You know I got to keep it to 1 minute today, but I appreciate you. I know you got so much more to say. But thank you for the call again, Mr. Julian. I went to school as a preacher with every intention to baptize every living soul on the face of God's earth. That was my intention. I had every good intention because I believed that Jesus Christ could come any day now. I was a Christian preacher. So for those who are atheists, Rastafarian, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever other religion you are, I'm not saying this to you to be offensive. I'm simply saying this to you to say that I had every great intention. I want to finish that story, but I got these lines lit up. Let me get rid of some of these callers, and I'm going to continue my story if I may. Caller, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, God. What's up, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I got to let y'all say your say. That's how I do it.
Boy, listen, I didn't want to call in, but after that gentleman just now who called and he's asking him what is a good politician. I mean, in God, how could someone, you know, call a talk show, and if you have a politician who's helping, who's giving back to school, who's doing Christmas, who's giving food, sir, food vouchers to get something to eat, that's not a good politician? Yes, some politicians have to do more. But you can't label that as being a bad politician, God. Let's be realistic.
Mm.
If you're a politician, God, and you're in your constituency, and you're helping your people and them with food vouchers, whether you're doing the infrastructure like the road or the lights or whatever you're doing, you're a good person because you're helping. The same way the people stand up to vote for you, you decide now to go back and, you know, do what you could do to help them.
Mm-hmm.
So I disregard, and God, I ain't gonna lie to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
People might say I support the PLP. I do support the PLP, 110%. But God, when you hear people say this government hasn't done nothing for this country, I am trying to figure out if they live in the same country, when God opened their eyes in the land of the living, and they live the same place, brother.
I thank you for your 1 minute, my brother. Yeah, man, thank you so much. Let me take another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Call today, you start, you know, it's along with you, God. Raymond Darling facing him. A good politician is one would know how to deal with humanity or people.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, well, I thank you for your call. Let me take another caller quickly. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, God, Rose Burrows. Am I allowed to call a second time?
For you? Man, I have to let you call because you're a woman, and you know how they say we need more women. So go ahead. We can take more women. We got to take all the women then.
You know, what I wanted to say was gentleman, what's his name? Who called just now? Not Bremen, the one before Bremen. Listen, he's talking about giving out food vouchers and doing Christmas and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do between Christmas and back to school? What do we eat then? And the food voucher, I don't want nobody to give me the fish, you know. Please, encourage me to learn how to fish. That is a good politician.
Mm-hmm.
Making small businesses to grow, encourage the persons in each community to support each other's small businesses, and try your best to when you do for your community, look at the bigger picture and see what it does for the country. Giving me a food voucher, giving Christmas and back to school stuff, in my view, does not make for a good politician. It just makes for a good Santa Claus any time of the year.
Appreciate you as usual. Let me take another caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the line.
God, 1 second. I got to hang up right now. Mom, listen, you have a constituency office that I recommend people to go to and they get help. God, these people just don't have, just have a problem with the PLP. Well, Mom, I can tell you, God spare your life. You got 5 more years to be caught in this talk show. God, you have a nice day.
Well, what type of mischief you into, boy? Boy. You know what? Give me some music then. Give me some of that good music with these people request. Which one this is? Or the politician? Well, hey, pump it up. Let's hear this one.
Sitting on my porch, drinking my switcher, and I pull this great big fancy car. Plaster full of sticker from the bumper to the hood. The driver was a former movie star. Next thing I know, I was watching a show. The circus nearly knocked me off my chair. My little boy say, Pa, I never see that kind of car. How come them rich white people stop in here? I say, boy, they coming out the woodwork just like Word, everybody catching politics like Germ chasing after sweetness just like Lie, all that mean is 5 more years gone.
The new Guardian Radio Sunday is here with a full day of diverse programming, kicking off with the first and last word in sports, The Press Box with Naughty and Earl the Pearl, followed by Temple Time, Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits, Vital Voices, Sisters in Christ, and Your Lane with Coach Trish Hanna, Remark with Garth Roseboro, Let's Talk Together in English with Lady T, Sundays starting at 11 a.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Let me see now. 326-ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the family island.
Experience Marco's Pizza. Incredible deals paired with unmatched taste and quality. Order now to take advantage of these limited time offers. This summer, indulge with Marco's. Get 2 large one-topping pizzas with and choose between a cheesy bread or center squares for just $27.50. Upgrade to chocolate center squares for only $1 more. Or enjoy a large pizza with cheesy bread with a 2-liter soda for $22.50. Don't miss out. Act fast. Order now for carryout.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Who's gonna stand that tall? Who's gonna make the effort to help us one and all? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you?
Lord, I wonder.
Tell me,
who's gonna fill that shoe?
Tell me,
who's gonna fill that shoe?
Oh, Lordy,
who's gonna stand that tall? Who's gonna make the effort to help us one and all? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you?
Lord, I wonder.
Tell me,
who's gonna fill that?
Who's going to fill those shoes? And, you know, I learned one thing when I was a child, boy. I ain't going to lie to y'all, boy. I don't know if y'all ever had a situation when you go outside. You want to go outside so bad. You just go outside and you go play basketball. And the tar road hot. And you barefoot. And you got to wear one of your friend's shoes. But you all didn't know what going to happen when you fill them shoes, right? We call it the Bahamas toe jam. Gee, toe jam, toe jam, toe jam, toe jam. But kill your fungus, kill your foot. But, you know, if you're going to wear someone else's shoes, make sure them people shoe was clean, eh? That's all they said. Just make sure they clean. Welcome back. This is Garden Radio Today, 96.9 FM here in the Bahamas. We got here. Great show as usual. My co-workers told me if I keep it up, this is mischievous person who texted me earlier, say if they keep it up in 96.9 jail along with Sparky. Now, I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I didn't tell nobody this, but Sparky been texting me for the whole show, right? And you won't feel bad for Sparky, but then Sparky sent me one text and tell me why he's in 96.9 FM jail. Because Sparky called the producer a son of a, right? And when he say that, I guess it was verbally abusive. And a complaint was made, and of course, you know, Sparky, you can't go around doing that to people, man. I mean, you may be a little angry, a little upset, but sometimes you just got to hold your tongue. Call on the line, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Good day, sir. I would like to contribute to this show today.
Please do. When you say contribute, you mean money, or you have something to say?
Well, I would like to, before I do that, I'd rather give it to a new party to get rid of the FNM and PLB. But I say this to say.
So you won't give me no money?
Yeah. You
I get a number to give me some money, 302-2300, and send me some money, man.
You deserve it.
Thank you.
What I'm saying, from Selinden or Malabar, man, all those great founders of this country, FNM and PLP have done nothing new to this country. So if you go to all the family islands and you look at how all of the islands them are being run, they run right down, no airport. If you're trying to catch a plane back to Nassau, you got to stay in the rain or sit in the car until that plane take off. It's so bad on these islands. Nothing is working in this country. You have a whole big hospital sitting up there. They rather go build a new hospital for them to thief more money or allegedly thief it, give it to their cloonies, all their best friends, all their lovers, and all them other friends they have. Why would they do that? Instead, they build a hospital and bring that back up to power. Break off the power where they say what is unrebuildable or unrepairable. I mean, it'd be just going backwards.
You want me to do a show tomorrow on systematic governance?
I would appreciate that. But I'm
okay,
saying
let's do that. I know I heard you. I know your minute is up. So yeah. You want to continue this conversation. So if you...
Well, one more thing, sir.
One more thing. Go ahead. Let me see this thing that cost me.
It's a Lyndon and Marla Butler comeback in this country right now. They'll be very disappointed in the FNM and PLP because they haven't moved this country forward yet. None of them. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much for your call. You know, when I listen to conversations like that, and like I said, I was a pastor, professionally being paid to be a pastor. I never really liked taking money for preaching with Jesus. I just, it does something to me. If you give me a gift, I could take that, but I don't want no salary. I kind of feel bad taking a salary for salvation because I got it for free. But that's just me. It's just me. My weird theology, right? But I quickly learned that when you get a new congregation, you have every ambition to do the job better than your predecessors. You have visions and you have dreams and you have goals and you have people's skills and you make sacrifices. But there's something about people that's ever, ever easy. It's not going to be easy for the PLP. It's not going to be easy for the FNM. It's not going to be easy for the COI. And I dare you today to challenge me that any one particular party can make it just easy for us to accomplish what you're saying. As we have various personalities in the mix and we have managers of the system, I didn't call any title because, you know, y'all people are a little sensitive, you know. I still got to live here. But you got managers of the systems. The politicians are the voices of the system. But you have managers of the system that you don't see, you don't know. You don't know where they live. You don't even know where their offices are located. As to why we are where we are, for you to correct the system, first of all, you got to get in the system. When you get in the system, guess what happens to you? You got to conform. Now you say, oh, I am not one to conform. When you do not conform, let me tell you what happens to people who don't conform. You end up being like one fella I know named G. Maynard Roseborough. Say, I call him G. Maynard Roseborough. I call him Garth Maynard Roseborough. I call him G. Maynard Roseborough. When you don't want to conform, My friend, you better learn how to eat grits every day. I love tuna and grits, by the way. But you got to know how to eat grits for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You got to know how to go there and fish. You got to know how to go there and find honey. You got to go there and know how to do a little plumbing. And maybe even some septic blockage you got to go deal with. Huh? Build house and how to go ahead and fix cars and do it. You got to know these things when you're biggity like us. When you don't want to conform. And I guarantee if you're a politician and you do not conform, we can go down a list of politicians who did not want to conform. And guess what happened to them? Does anybody know? Does anybody remember any of those people who didn't want to conform? And what happened to those people who don't conform? I just want to share that with you. It's not that easy. I got all these texts here today. Good afternoon, Garth. To all these callers who said nothing is working in this country, instead of constantly complaining, just, you are so mischievous. You are just almost disgusting, but you're my friend. So you, but they're encouraging you complainers to just relocate to another country. My word. I thought I was the evil one. Anyhow, Garth, if you want the country to be ran like a business, here's a proposition. Self forward. Hold on, man. Chris, you got any, ever seen any cowboy music around here? This must seem to be a shootout. Here's a proposition. Put yourself forward for Bamboo Town. Chris, you have to be questions. Are you planning to run, by the way? Yeah. Be the change you want to see in the world by Gandhi. Garth, I believe if Sir Lyndon came, returned, every pilot's pocket was going to be fat and every street fella was going to be riding Cadillac. And the others was going to be working at hotels. Well, y'all ain't easy, boy. Whew. Chris, you think I get shoot down? You think I can lose that one? Am I running in Bamboo Town last time? I got some votes. But my friends told me, Garth, you can run anywhere else in the Bahamas and we can go and campaign for you. But in Bamboo Town, we can't be begging you every day. You're our friend. So they ain't voting for me. Hi, Garth. I now understand why the U.S. built this huge embassy here in the Bahamas. Now, hold on now. You're going into geopolitics. Let me see here. No, I ain't going down that road with you. I kind of like living here. Good afternoon, Garth. Okay, I can leave that one alone. DeWitt, the key question is why publicize your philanthropic deeds? It's a reason that caller and DeWitt them really just like talk politics and swearing from... Conclude that... DeWitt alone. Boy, if you all see some of these texts, I'd be getting. Diagola and Brent inherited their business and wealth. Well, you can inherit a business, but guess what? You got to maintain the business or cause the business to grow. And so, yeah, you're right. No one's going to go ahead and battle you about that. But the truth be told is that they are still great business people. As a matter of fact, I always just laud the Nassau Guardian and Guardian Radio, because this establishment has been sitting here since 1844. That's a long time to be in good business. And so a part of that good business model is you who call in every day, you support every day. And when I see you people on the streets and in businesses, y'all are just so loving. I get all types of accolades, and God, so good to hear you on the radio. And of course, you know, y'all try to ask me questions about my friend who I sat with and what happened. And I keep telling you people, oh, you must know because that's your friend. No, I do not know everything. I do not interfere in my friend's business. But I just want you to know that my friend is well. Guardian Radio is well. And let the show run on. Sometimes God moves in mysterious ways so he can elevate you to a place where you can get increased blessings. And that's just the way it is. But we continue to work. We continue to sacrifice so that you can have something to say to build our nation. Caller, you on the line. Go ahead.
What's happening, G?
Man, I'm right here, my brother. Enjoying myself, listening to the people, causing mischief.
Yes, I'm glad you're on the ball.
Yes, sir.
Now, as I listen to your callers, you know, and they talk about the rich this or the rich that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I detect what I think of a socialist mindset where, you know, too many on the government for too many things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they expect politicians to do stuff for them that they should be doing for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But as I drive around this country now, I sense the urgency and, you know, like an attitude where, like, folks aren't dependent on the government anymore in
mm-hmm.
terms of getting what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they are what they, well, I think what it's Maslow who speaks of a self-actualization.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I think that is happening, and I think it's gonna broadside a lot of politicians.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't think they are not expecting the kind of conversations that I think that they're gonna have as they make the walk up to this next election.
Mm.
You know, I think the people are gonna cut deep. You know, I know right now.
Mm-hmm.
So tie on my porch.
Let's see Miller say he's a pot cake. You want him?
No.
That's
no,
my
no,
friend.
No.
That's I've eaten
this pot cake worseness.
Oh no, you can't do that to Nelson.
No. That is what to do. Yeah.
I got a Dobin pincher, but he's a Christian.
And and wait for the political season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now I think we're gonna see there's one candidate I think who is gonna get blindsided.
Hmm.
Is this Colby?
Well, guess what? Hold it right there. That's your minute. You got to call me back tomorrow. How about that?
Okay.
All right, man. Take care. Listen, man. I appreciate all of your calls. I'm sitting here. I enjoy your company. That's why I come here when I do, you know. I come for no other reason because I had to come to this space by special people. And I just want people to understand something, though. The management and staff of the Guardian Radio has extended love to me. My show is on Sundays from 5 to 6:30. And an arrangement was made so that I can have a voice. And it was then extended to me based on a vacancy just to fill temporarily to sit here. And I just felt obliged that we need to continue the conversations that we've had before to build the nation. And so I'm sitting here for that reason solely, so that we can continue to have great conversation from 12 to 2 every day. And I just want to say thank you to all the people that have listened, who have encouraged, who are supporting. You people are simply great. Caller, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Is that me?
Yeah,
well, yes.
That's you.
Thank you.
All you. One minute, though.
Okay. Yeah, what I want to say, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have great-grandchildren now, right?
What?
Yes.
Great?
Great, right.
How you
when
did
I,
that? When you start? Did you get great-grandchildren? When you start?
When I started?
Yeah, how old you was?
21.
What?
Going for 22.
So you're 98 now, eh?
Not quite.
Oh, you got producers in your family. Go ahead.
What I want to say, right? I used to sell, when I was going to school, right?
Mm-hmm.
I used to sell Guardian in the morning.
Me too.
Okay.
But I ain't got no great grandchildren.
If I decide, because, you know, I had to compete to school, I would go back in the evening and sell those Guardian,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying, right now, the Guardian are not being, it's not being managed as it should be, okay? Or like it was, like when the Collie, you know.
Why you gonna say that, man? I mean, it's a new time, new circumstances.
Some people nowadays, yeah, or personal that works there, and I won't call out their name, they carry on as if as though the Guardian is their bedroom.
Okay, so what I want you to do, this is what I want you to do.
Go ahead.
I believe that based on your production level in terms of producing great-grandchildren, which means that you know what legacy is, I want you to come to the front desk and make an appointment to see management, executive management, and let them know you have something to say. And let's see if your voice would be heard and changes would be made. How about that?
If I have the time, I would.
No, you got to make the time. Because I don't want you just to be looked at as a person who's complaining. I want you to be looked at as a person who's building. And this is an issue that I personally have in the country. We can all recognize issues and problems.
But until we sacrifice
time, like I'm doing right now, I'm sacrificing time.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you look at me and say, oh, he must be there to make some money. No, I'm not here for anything.
No, I'm not looking at you.
I am here because I want you to have a voice. So guess what? I was working on my boat before I came.
I look at you as an intelligent person.
Thank you.
And you're trying to make things work.
Thank
but
you.
But there are some people or some persons that are working there, they think the Guardian is their bedroom.
Okay, so I need you. I appreciate you, you know, but I need you to come on and have a conversation. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, call me. Let me get your number. Maybe I'll meet you where you are, then we can talk about some of those things if you can come in. How about that? And then
well,
I can probably share it.
If I have the time.
To meet me? You don't have no time to meet me?
No. What I'm saying is, right, I might have something like early in the morning or something.
Man, listen here. I used to live in America.
I would get to you.
I could come meet you 24 hours. I'm a fisherman. I could work any time of the day or night for you.
I would get to you.
This is what I do. Thank you, man. Listen, man, you folks got to understand, you know, until we are prepared to sacrifice as a nation, we're not going to get anywhere. Not going to get anywhere. Until pastors are prepared to sacrifice leaving their lovely estate and sitting in your living rooms and like the father of the nation did, as they said, they could talk about the man and raise him from the dead to go ahead and throw rock and stone at him again. But you got to remember, it's the same man who used to sit in your living room and eat your food with flies all over your food and fly all around your glass. And the man still there telling you he love you. I mean, we all got something bad in us, maybe. But for the most part, I think we are a decent people. This is what made the Bahamas great. This is why we had a shirt that said, it's better in the Bahamas. This is why people come from all over the world to come here. Because you people basically are great. And even though we may have a Haitian migration in this country, I watch what those people drinking. You watch what they drink. They drinking a Bahamian bear. I ain't calling the name because they ain't giving me no sponsorship money. But they drinking this Bahamian bear, and they more Bahamian than many of y'all who drinking them foreign bears. I just trying to say some things to y'all, man. If you are Bahamian and you really believe in the Bahamas, then be a supportive Bahamian and learn how to sacrifice. Some of y'all, were y'all so greedy? Like I say, you started 98 pounds, now you're weighing 360. Stop it. Call you on the line. Let's go ahead.
Today, B-Man.
Yeah, I'm the B-Man.
How you doing, man?
Man, I live in good. I ain't got sting in a little while, though.
I beg your pardon?
I haven't gotten stung in a while.
Man, you need to get sting, man. Yeah, that bee sting is good.
It's very good. It makes you smart.
Yeah, I know that. but I'm Mr. Rossborough.
Yes, sir.
As a show host, right?
Yes, sir.
How ethical is it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Persons can't call your show and use any derogatory words or to swear, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as a talk show host, could you call someone's personal phone and curse them out? Tell them about their mother?
No, I don't think that's decent.
Would you do that?
No. I don't use those words at all. Every time I want to use those types of remarks or words,
yeah.
Jesus steps in the room. I don't know why I can't cuss. I try.
Hey,
but I can't. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
6 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
It happened to me, you know.
It happened to you?
Yeah, man.
Someone really got you that angry that you just had to let it go?
No.
Oh.
A talk show host did it to me.
My Lord. Well, I want to apologize for the talk show host. I don't want you to hold it to your heart for the rest of your life. Because you sound...
The irony is, you know what? You don't have to go for the person that's Dwight Strong.
No, man. I gotta let you go. You won't get me in trouble now. Why y'all gonna do this thing to me, man? What the heck is wrong with you people? You tell me you love me, and then you go ahead and you crucify me. What these people into? Anyhow. I am almost certain that that's something y'all got to go work out. Y'all talk to Jesus about that. Chris, give me some music, boy, because I don't understand that. Thank God for music. You got any good music for me? Ride of the Storm. That's for my cousin, Alan Black. Alan Black, the song is for you.
You made in the storm. Seemed like forever. Your night of confusion has been up so long.
drifting. But your night's almost over. You can ride out your storm.
You got to ride out that storm. And listen here, man. This has been Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. I am G. Maynard Roseboro. Goss Maynard Roseboro. I've been spending time with you today. I took your calls. I took your text. And I've been given the fortune of being back here tomorrow between 12 and 2. We're going to get the news at 12, and I'm going to come right on in. And I think we need to talk about systematic governance. I think that sparked my interest a bit. But until tomorrow, you ride out the storm, whatever you're going through. Hey, you're going to make it. And for those of you, we had a little bumpy road in this show. We're going to just flatten that tomorrow for you and have a great time. Guardian Radio Today, Goss Roseboro. I'm out of here.
And ride out the storm.